Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was concerned that his apostles should know who he really was. He examined them on the point at Caesarea Philippi. He wanted to know more than just what the crowds thought. He wanted to know if his apostles believed the same things that the crowds did. And of course, the crowds were wrong. The apostles weren't sure how to answer our Lord's question, except for Peter. Peter knew that our Lord was more than a prophet. He knew that he was the Christ, the Son of the living God. And our Lord knew that Peter had this knowledge not from man. He didn't judge the way the people of the world judge things. He judged things by God's standard, because God had revealed this to Peter. And it was for this reason that our Lord entrusted to Peter the keys. Our Lord's Heavenly Father had put a mark on Peter, had pointed Peter out by this knowledge, and our Lord chose him to be his visible head of the church on earth, to be his vicar in the church on earth. In order for the apostles to serve our Lord in that capacity, Peter especially, but of course every priest is in a sense a vicar of Christ. He acts in the person of Christ in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and as a helper of the bishops, all the bishops under the Pope, every priest is meant to act in the church's name, to preach, to teach, and to administer the sacraments. In order to do that, the priest, the bishop, Pope has to know who Christ is, has to be able to identify him and act in his name. And that's why, just moments later, when St. Peter was confronted with the mystery of the cross, as our Lord told his apostles that he was on his way to Jerusalem to suffer and to die, and then Peter rejected that mystery, our Lord completely reversed, you might say, at least momentarily, his opinion. He didn't take away from him the keys, but he did say exactly the opposite of what he had just said moments before. When he gave him the keys, he said, "You are not judging as man judges, but as God judges. My Heavenly Father has revealed this to you." And when St. Peter rejected the cross, our Lord said to Peter, "You are not judging as God judges, but as man does." And he called him Satan, told him to get lost. Because Peter's job, and the job of every bishop and every priest, was not simply to exercise authority or to teach, but it was to, again, to be in Christ and to act in his name. And our Lord, before anything else, is our Savior. He is a victim for our sins, who suffers and dies on the cross and redeems us. So our Lord drew a line in the sand with the mystery of the cross, and even told the first pope, who he had just made pope, to get lost if you're not willing to accept this mystery. Especially you who are a priest, you who are the first head of the church. This is a mystery that you are going to have to live. Today we celebrate the feast of St. John Vianney, who not too long ago was made not only patron of parish priests, but now patron of all priests by Pope Benedict. He made him that on, I believe, the Feast of the Sacred Heart a couple of years ago. And St. John was a priest, a shepherd after the heart of Christ, precisely for this reason, because he understood that the deeper mystery of the sacred priesthood is the mystery of the cross. What the priest celebrates at the altar, he is supposed to live. He's told this at ordination. And it is most of what the priest does, more than preaching, more than even administering the other sacraments. Priest does all those things and is necessary for all those things, but before anything else, he is meant to live the mystery of the cross and to offer the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. And as a vicar of Christ, you know, a visible image of Christ on the earth, he reminds every single Catholic that this is where the rubber hits the road. This is where the faith thrives or fails. Right now in the church today, in the midst of crisis and persecution and all the rest, it is whether or not we are going to live the mystery of the cross, lift up our hearts to God in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, and join in Jesus Christ and His Most Holy Mother, a sacrifice that is pleasing to our Heavenly Father. We need to fight the good fight and stand up for what is true, good, and beautiful in the face of the opposition of the world. But more than that, far more than that, you might say infinitely more than that, is the importance of our carrying our cross. And so, as difficult sometimes as living in the church is today, we should stop complaining and do what we can to offer a sacrifice that is pleasing to the Lord. This is precisely what St. John Vianney did. He suffered for the people of Ars, who you might say didn't deserve it. They didn't deserve St. John Vianney. It was a corrupt town, and he walked into that town and was ridiculed and rejected. But at the end, the people of Ars couldn't bear the idea that he would leave them because he persevered in their midst as a shepherd after the heart of Christ and brought that whole town to conversion. More than anything else, because of his penance, because of his willingness to sit hour after hour after hour in the confession, and then at night to be beaten and tortured by the demon who was angry with him because he was bringing souls to Christ. He carried all these crosses on behalf of the sheep, and he brought them to the Lord. May St. John Vianney teach us all, and especially priests, what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ, and to live in the light and of his cross, the light of his cross and resurrection. May his cross and resurrection be our hope and our strength in these times of trial.